ओम विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले स्मृति भक्तप्रदान स्वामी जी नमः हरे कृष्ण. सो वी आर स्पीकिंग ऑन श्री फॉर श्री राधाष्टमी. We now understand that Sri Radha comes from different than Sri Mata Radharani. So we're going to speak something also of the glories of Sri Radha Kunda. And the situation there. So this is from Krishnadas Kaviraj. Giving a description of Sri Radha Kunda. Sri Radha Kunda ki, Sri Radha Sami Mahotsav ki. Radhakund is beautifully surrounded by jeweled steps and jeweled bathing places. On these bathing places are jeweled platforms with their yards, with a jeweled dais on each side of each bathing platform. On each side of these platforms are jeweled platforms and jewel dioceses each side of the bathing platform. I just remembered a story that one king, it may have been Akbar, I'm not sure, he went to Vrindavan and he was hearing some katha from the Goswamis, Jiva Goswami or Rupa Goswami said actually he was a Vaishnava, Akbar. So it was the same time as Rupa Goswami. Anyway, he asked, can I do some service for you? He was very pleased to hear the katha. And I can't remember which sadhu it was. It may have been one of the Goswamis. But anyway, he said, you see where the ghat is, the steps down to the ghat and the sides where they sit. There's a piece of that stone is broken there. Can you just repair it? He said, you know, I'm the emperor of India. I can do more than that. Just repair a piece of broken stone by the bathing ghat. He said, well, that's all I really need. If you can do that, it'd be a great service. Well, he said, I can do that, but he could do much more. So he sent his men there. He said, go and examine it and see what we need. So his men went and looked at it closely, and then they come back and said, we can't restore this. He said, why not? He said, that's all pure diamond, pure lapis, pure emerald, it's beyond your treasury stock. You can't repair that little bit. So they were merciful even to the rulers there. So this is the descriptions we're getting. So on each side of these platforms are two trees on whose flower-laden branches wonderful swings covered with various sheets are hanging. On the southern side of each platform, a jeweled swing hangs in the branches of two champaka trees. On the eastern side, from two kadamba trees, and from the north two mango trees, and on the west two bokal trees. Between the eastern and southern side is a wonderful bridge on pillars, and Radha Kund and Shama Kundas are meeting under this. Many trees are surrounding Sri Radha Kund on each side. Those trees and vines are bowing down from the weight of their thick leaves and their many fruits and flowers. Around the bases of these trees are big platforms and jeweled altars as beautiful as water basins. These platforms have staircases who keep one cool in the summer and warm in the winter. Some of these platforms reach up to the neck, some to the chest, some to the belly, some to the navel, knees, and some only up to the heels. Some of them are hexagonal and some are heptagonal. Some octagonal and some are round. At first sight, they resemble waves. The birds, mistaking their jeweled ripples to be water, waves of water, fall into them when they want to quench their thirst from them. Here, Radha and Krishna are always enjoying their joking conversations along with their friends. In the four corners of Radha Kund, there are gardens of Madhavi flowers surrounded by groves of Anira, Keshara, and Ashoka trees. The outskirts of these yards are adorned with banana trees and ripe and unripe fruits and flowers, and whose leaves provide a cool shade. Beyond that are the outer sub-forests, surrounded by flower gardens. In the middle of the Kund is a jeweled temple connected to the shore by a bridge. Radha Kund has many forest goddesses and hundreds of maidservants that fetch various kinds of fruits, flowers, and other suitable items for Radha and Krishna's service. Within the flower gardens and sub-forests are cottages that are filled up with such items by Vrindadevi. Then there are seasonal forests, like the spring forest, that are endowed with all good qualities. Here the paths and yards and cottages are sprinkled with fragrant water by Vrindadevi. There are flower canopies and gates, as well as kunja alleys, courtyards, swings, and platforms, all decorated with flowers. Within the play cottages of Radha Kunda, there are beds made of fresh lotus petals, leaves from the trees of stemless flowers, along with pillows, goblets full of honey, wine, water, betel leaves, and other sweet things. Honey oozes out of the Kalara, red lotus, white lotus, the Pondarika, Pankaruhu, blue Indivara, and Kairava flowers. The water that is scented with their pollen streams out of the drains from all sides. Swans, gallinules, cranes, madgus, chakravakas, geese, and Lakshmana birds sing pleasant songs, and parrots start to recite sweet poetry about Krishna's romantic plays as they play with each other. When the peacocks see Krishna coming, they become mad with love, mistaking him for a cloud, and start dancing. Seeing Krishna, the haritas, pigeons, and chatakas, and other birds in the beautiful forest start singing songs that are nectar to the ears, their bodies blooming up from joy. Drinking the nectar of Krishna's face that defeats the splendor of innumerable full moons, the chakora birds give up their natural attraction for the moon in the sky. The trees that bow down with their loads of ripe and unripe fruits, sprouts, flowers, buds, and vines cover everyone with their shady foliage, and many lotus flowers shine happily. This Radha Kund, whose shores and water facilities where Hari plays, defeats the beauty of the milk ocean with its wonderful qualities. Her waters and shores have sprung from Krishna's lotus feet and are meeting with Arishta Kund, that's Shamakund, in the southeast. In the eight directions are the eight kunjas of Radha's eight girlfriends, named after each one of them. With love, these girls diligently decorate their kunjas with their own hands to perfect the pastimes of the two lovers. All the gardens extending outward from these kunjas are nicely set up in rows of trees. Within that area, they shade the pathway on both sides. The middle part of this wonderfully pure crystal pathway is made of emeralds. Looking at it, one takes it to be a wonderful small ripples, imaginary tiny streams in a river. To outsiders, the jeweled gates that separate those sub-forests appear like walls, and the walls look like gates. On the northern side, the northern ghat of Radha Kund, there are eight kunjas shaped like eight-petal lotus flowers. There is a temple there called Ananga Ragambuja, the lotus of erotic play, whose filaments are made of nice golden banana trees. The whorl of this thousand-petaled lotus is as brightly shining, a beautiful golden platform which sometimes expands and sometimes shrinks whenever it suits Krishna's play. The joy of all the seasons can be experienced in this place, which is carefully maintained by Lalita's disciple, Kalabati, and which is the very form of playful pleasure. The goddess of beauty, Indira, is manifest in this royal temple of Radha and Krishna, and their friends, and its name Lalita Ananda Kunja. So this is Lalita Kunja. Each of the Astashakis have a kunja around Radha Kunja. It's shaped like an eight-petal lotus, and they have their kunjas, which they decorate and meditate on different various pastimes. So when Radha and Krishna can come, there's always new and exciting pastimes. This kunja, Lalita, Lalita Kunja, or Lalita Ananda Kunja, just like in Godroom Duri, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has named his house Swananda Sukhada Kunja. That means that kunja which brings me great pleasure, my place of meditation which brings me great pleasure. So Lalita, like that, Swananda Sukhada Kunja, Swananda Lalita Kunja, Lalita Ananda Sukhada Kunja. And these are meditational places, and they meditate on what pastimes are going to happen that day or that night, and how to expand those pastimes, how to improve those pastimes. This kunj, or Lalita kunj, resembles a lotus flower with jeweled filaments. The golden trowels divide into many equal leaves, each of their own color. Outside of these trowels are the filaments, and outside of that are the tips of the petals. Their weight and number gradually increase. Outside this trail that gives joy to all the five senses through its attributes like coolness are platforms made from inside to outside of gold, lapis lazuli, sapphire, crystal, rubies, respectively. That completes its beauty. In the middle of the platform are wonderful jeweled images depicting mating deer, birds, demigods, and humans arousing erotic feelings. There are keshara and other trees having five colors of leaves, flowers, and branches that form canopies that beautify the center of this thousand-petal lotus, and the jeweled platforms that reach up to the knees are its trails. The eight sub-kunjis that resemble lotus petals are beautified by Ashoka vines that are covered from top to foot by red, white, green, yellow, and blue flowers. There is another kunj shaped like an eight-petal lotus flower, full of humming bees, singing cuckoos. In the northeast of Lalita's kunj, it's a place called Vasant Sukhada, means the giver of the joy of spring. In the southwestern corner of Lalita's kunj is a lotus temple that is beautified by gates and windows on all four sides. On the four jeweled walls of this temple, Lalita keeps many wonderful pictures of Krishna's pastimes, like the beginning of his Purvagaraga, his Ras dance, his Kunj pastimes, the killings of Putana and Arastasura. The wall of this lotus temple is made of shining jewels, and its interior is a trowel. On the outside, it is surrounded by 16 inner quarters shaped like the petals of this lotus. Within these 16 quarters, there are 16 sub-quarters, above which are nice balconies, one above another. There are coral balconies on top of crystal pillars with no walls in between. Above that are jeweled spires with jugs on their peaks that provide shelter from the rain. From this very high turret on the third floor, Radha and Krishna behold the beauty of the forests. The sides of this open balcony are nicely decorated. Below are many sub-platforms shining with so many jewel-studded pictures. In between these platforms are staircases leading to higher platforms that reach up to the neck if one stands on the platform below. On the four sides of these staircases are again other platforms that reach up to the neck. This place is an ocean of playful sports for Radha and Krishna and their friends. In the northeastern corner of Lalita's Kunj is a jewel-shaped swing platform, lotus-shaped swing platform. The branches of two prominent bokal trees, one in the west and one in the east, meet there, bending over upwards, covering these swings like a canopy. At the foot of this tree hangs a swing from its branches, bound in four corners with silken ropes, hanging at navel's height. There are eight ruby seats on this swing with coral lotuses, each only the size of a hand, surrounding the world-like seat of the swing. The trowel of this lotus seat is a 16-petaled lotus, beautified with jewels. You saw the Julan this year at the Gurukul. Underneath they had this mandapam. Lost it. Anyway, it was there. We had this here. Yeah, the trowel of this lotus seat is a 16-petaled lotus, beautified with jewels. There are two lotus petal-shaped footrests on each side of the seats. There are eight gates, one on each side, on the swing. There are small rungs on the seat to put Radha and Krishna's backs, and silken pillows beside them. A nice canopy covered with clusters of flowers and strings of pearls, like rows of moons, as well as various wonderful cloths sewn with golden threads, hang over their heads. A little below the eight-petaled lotus of Radhika, Achyuta and their eight girlfriends, Brinda is swinging with some of the other gopis, and the others are singing. When Radha and Achyuta climb on this lotus swing named Madana Nandola, it looks as if they face everyone. In the northeast corner of Lalita Ananda Kunj is the Kunj of Madhavi flowers named Madhavananda Kunj, which is shaped like an eight-petaled lotus, which looks as sweet as a crane bird and is filled with many presents for Radha and Krishna's play. On the north side of Lalita Kunj is a Sitambuja Kunj, the white lotus grove, which is full of blooming Nagakesha flowers and Punaga trees with their branches down like arms, with many blooming jasmine flowers. The wall of this lotus is made of gold studded with moonstones, and its filaments are made of jewels. This kunj is surrounded by similar lotus-shaped kunjas. There is another kunj shaped like a blue lotus, beautifying the eastern wing of Lalita's kunj. This kunj is filled with tamala trees, whose overhanging arm-like twigs embrace the blooming golden vines. This kunj is decorated with blue gems known as a Sitambuja kunj. It is surrounded by eight groves that are similarly shaped like blue lotus flowers with golden whorls. In the south, Vishakha Devi is the intimate friend of the divine couple. Although she is more exalted than these younger gopis, who also takes up the work of carrying messages between Radha and Krishna, and she is the most intelligent and expert of all the gopi messengers. Loquacious Vishakha is expert at joking with Lord Govinda. She is the perfect counselor of the divine couple. She is expert in all the aspects of amorous diplomacy, and she knows all the arts of how to conciliate an angered lover, how to bribe him, and how to quarrel with him. Conjuring magical illusions by chanting mantras, worshipping the sun god with various paraphernalia, singing various foreign languages, and composing different kinds of poetry. The gopi messengers appointed by Vrindadevi have the flowering trees of Vrindavan under their jurisdiction. Mallika Devi is the leader of these wonderful, blissful gopis. In addition to these two groups of gopi messengers, Vishakha and the followers of Vrindadevi, Champakalata is the third of the gopi messengers. So Vishakha also acts as a messenger. Vishakha Devi ki jai. Champakalata is the third of the Varishta gopis. Her complexion is the color of the blossoming yellow champaka flower, and her garments are the color of a blue jay's feather. She is one day younger than Srimati Radharani, and her eternal age is said to be 14 years, 2 months, 13 and a half days. Her father is Arama, and her mother is Vatika Devi, and her husband is Chandakshan. Her qualities are very much like those of Vishakha Devi. Champakalata veils her activities in great secrecy. Champakalata veils her activities in great secrecy. She is expert in the art of logical persuasion. She is a skilled diplomat who knows how to thwart Srimati Radharani's rivals. Champakalata is expert at collecting fruits, flowers, and roots from the forest. Using only the skill of her hands, she can artistically fashion things from clay. Champakalata is an expert cook who knows a literature describing the six flavors of gourmet cooking. She is so expert at making various kinds of candy that she has become famous by the name of Mishtahasta, or sweet fingers. There are also 8 gopi maid servants, expert at various cooking various preparations from the milk products at Braja village. All of these gopis were appointed as protectors of the trees, creepers, and bushes and Vrindavan. And the leader is Champakalata Devi. Champakalata ki jai. Chitra Devi is the fourth of the Varista gopis. Her fair complexion resembles the color of kumkum, and her garments are the color of crystal. She is 26 days younger than Srimati Radharani. When Lord Madhava is full of bliss, she becomes satisfied. Her eternal age is said to be 14 years, 7 months, and 14 days. Her father is Chatura, and her paternal uncle is Suramani, and her mother is Chachika Devi, and her so-called husband is Pitara. Chitra Devi is wonderfully expert in all the activities we have just described. She is especially expert in the lover's quarrel between Radha and Krishna. Chitra Devi can read between the lines of books and letters written in many different languages, perceiving the hidden intentions of the author. She is a skilled gourmet and can understand the tastes of various foods made with honey and milk and other ingredients simply by glancing at them. She is expert in playing music on pots filled with varying degrees of water. She is learned in the literatures describing astronomy and astrology. And she is well versed in the theoretical and practical activities of protecting domestic animals. All these different activities that they have. If you're maybe doing some of these activities as your service, or you can implement some. So then you know which deity to, you can pray for the particular potency there. Like she's, if you're into astrology or astronomy, you can pray to Chitra Devi. She's the original astronomer there. She is, and Prabhupada said, what you're doing here now, he said, you can also do in the spiritual world. You can do the same thing. You can practice now, and you can, when you go back, you can do exactly the same thing. So if you get attraction for somebody's activities, you can practice. She is very expert at gardening, and she can make nice various kinds of nectarian beverages. There are also 8 other gopi maidservants headed by Rashalika Devi who are expert at making various kinds of nectarian beverages. There are other types of gopis who mostly collect transcendental herbs and medicinal creepers from the forest, and they do not collect flowers or anything else. And Chitra Devi is the leader of all these gopis. Chitra Devi ki jai. Okay, so the next is Tungabhiji Devi. She is the 5th of the Varishta Gopis. Her complexion is the color of kumkum. Not bright red, but like saffrony red. Kumkum is very bright. And the fragrance from her body is like sandalwood mixed with camphor. She is 15 days elder than Srimati Radharani. And her eternal age is said to be 14 years, 2 months and 22 days. Tungavijaya Devi is hot-tempered and expert in dissemination. She wears white garments. Her parents are Pushkara and Meta Devi, and her so-called husband is Balisha. Tungavijaya Devi is one of the leaders of the gopis. She is learned in the 18 branches of knowledge. She has full faith in Krishna. She is very expert in arranging the meeting of the divine couple. She is very learned in the Rasa Shastras, the transcendental melodies. She's learned in the Niti Shastras, morality, dancing, drama, literature, and all other arts and sciences. She is celebrated as a music teacher, an expert at playing the Veena, and singing in the style known as Marga. Eight gopi messengers headed by Manjumeda Devi are especially expert in arranging political alliances, which is the first of the diplomatic maneuvers in the art of politics between Radha and Krishna. These gopis are the best of dancers. They are musicians, expert at playing mridanga and singing in recital halls. These gopis are especially engaged in fetching water from the streams of Vrindavan. And Tungabhiji Devi is the leader of all these gopis. Next, Tungabhiji Devi ki jai. Induleka is the 6th of the Varishta gopis. She has a tan complexion. She wears garments the color of a pomegranate flower, like fire red color. She is 3 days younger than Srimati Radharani. And her eternal age is said to be 14 years, 2 months, and 10.5 days. Her parents are Sagar and Bela Devi. Her so-called husband is Dupala. She is contrary and hot-tempered by nature. Noble Induleka is learned in the science of mantras of the Nagashastras, which describes various methods of charming snakes. She is also learned in the Samudraka Shastra, describing the science of palmistry. She's expert at stringing various kinds of wonderful necklaces, decorating the teeth with red substances, gemology, and weaving various kinds of cloth. Yeah, making cloth, your brothers. That you can pray to Hindu Lekha, your guru, for weaving. In her hand, she carries the auspicious messengers of the divine couple. In this way, she creates the good fortune of Radha and Krishna by creating their mutual love and attraction. The group of gopis headed by Tungabhadra Devi are friends and neighbors of Indulekha. Among these gopis is a group headed by Palindika Devi, which act as messengers for the divine couple. Indulekha Devi is fully aware of the confidential secrets of the divine couple. Some of her friends are engaged in providing ornaments for the divine couple, others provide exquisite garments, and others guard the divine couple's treasury. Indulekha is thus the leader of all the gopis engaged in these services in the various parts of Vrindavan. Indulekha Devi ki. Now, Ranga Devi is the seventh of the Varishta gopis. Her complexion is the color of a lotus filament, and her garments are the color of a red rose. She is 7 days younger than Srimati Radharani, and her eternal age is 14 years, 2 months, 4.5 days. So they stay at that age in Vrindavan. That's their same age they stay at. Her personal qualities are very much like those of Champakalota. Her parents are Karuna Devi and Rangashara. Ranga Devi is always like a great ocean of coquettish words and gestures. She is very fond of joking with her friend Srimati Radharani in the presence of Lord Krishna. Among the six activities of diplomacy, she is especially expert in the four, that is, patiently waiting for the enemy to make the next move. She is, this is the warfare, the one of the arts of make war, how to make peace, how to make fighting, how to surrender, and also how to wait patiently and make see how the enemy makes the next move before you make a move. So they use this in modern warfare also. The source of all that is here in Vrindavan. She is expert logician. And because of previous austerities, she has attained a mantra by which she can attract Lord Krishna. Kalakanti Devi is the leader of the eight most important friends of Ranga Devi. These friends are all expert in the use of perfumes and cosmetics. Ranga Devi's friends are expert in burning aromatic incense, carrying coal during the winter, and fanning the divine couple in the summer. Ranga Devi's friends are able to control the lions, the deer, and other wild animals in the forest. Ranga Devi is the leader of all these gopis. Ranga Devi ki jai. Su Devi is the eighth of the Varishta gopis. She is sweet and charming by nature. She is the sister of Ranga Devi, the twin sister. Her husband is probably mixed up here. Vairava, who is the younger brother of Vakrasena, who is the husband of Ranga Devi. Eternal age is 14 years, 2 months and 4 days. Her twin sister is, Ranga Devi is 14 years, 2 months, 4.5 days. She's a half day older. Her marriage with Vakrasena was arranged by his younger brother. Her form and other qualities are so similar to her sister, Ranga Devi, that they are often mistaken for one another. They are identical twins. Sudevi always remains at the side of her dear friend, Srimati Radharani. Sudevi arranges Radharani's hair, she decorates her eyes with mascara and massages her body. She is expert in training male and female parrots. She's also expert in the pastime of roosters. They train roosters to fight, and so they gamble. Yeah, the roosters. She is also an expert sailor. She is fully aware of the auspicious and inauspicious omens described in the Shukuna Shastra. She is expert at massaging the body with scented oils. She knows how to start fires and how to keep them burning. She knows which flowers bloom and blossom with the rising of the moon. Kaveri Devi and other friends of Sudevi are expert at constructing leaf spittoons. Playing on music, sometimes they're chewing pan, they need to have spittoons there to make leaf spittoons. Playing music on bells, and decorating couches in various ways. Sudevi's friends are also entrusted with the decoration of the divine couple's sitting place. Sudevi's friends act as clever spies, disguising themselves in various ways and moving among Radharani's rivals, Chandravali and her friends, to discover their secrets. Sudevi's friends are the deities of Vrindavan Forest, and they are charged with the protection of the forest birds and bees. Sudevi is the leader of all these gopis. Sudevi ki jai. So, some of Srimati Radharani's qualities. Among all the beautiful gopis, Srimati Radharani is the best. Radharani is the queen of Vrindavan. She has many famous friends, headed by Lalita and Vishakha. Srimati Radharani's rival is Chandravali, and her friends are Padma, Shaiva, Saibya, Madhura, Vichitra, Gopali, Palika, Chandra Rasika, Mangala, etc. The beautiful gopis may be considered in hundreds of groups, each containing hundreds of thousands of gopis. Among all these gopis, the most important are Srimati Radharani, Chandravali, Bhadra, Shama, and Palika. These gopis are full of all good transcendental qualities. Of these gopis, Srimati Radharani and Chandravali are the best. Each of them has millions of doe-eyed gopi followers. Because she possesses the charm and sweetness, all charm and sweetness, Srimati Radharani is the better of the two. She is supremely famous. In the Shruti Shastra, she is known by the name of Gandhava Devi. Sri Krishna, the cowherd prince, whose charming sweetness has no equal or superior, is very dear to Srimati Radharani. She considers him millions and millions of times more dear than her own life's breath. Srimati Radharani's transcendental form, which is like an ocean of nectar, she has a bodily luster like the yellow pigment Gaurochana, molten gold, or stationary lightning. She wears wonderfully beautiful blue garments. She is decorated with various pearls and flowers. She is very beautiful. She has long, nicely braided hair. She is decorated with a garland of flowers and a beautiful pearl necklace. Her splendid forehead is decorated with red pigment, sindura, and with beautiful locks of curling hair. Decorated with blue bangles, her arms have defeated Cupid's staff with their beauty. Decorated with black mascara, and reaching back almost to her ears, Srimati Radharani's lotus eyes are the most beautiful in all the three planetary systems. Her nose is as beautiful as a sesame seed flower, and it is nicely decorated with a pearl. She is anointed with various perfumes. She is splendidly beautiful. Her ears are decorated with wonderful earrings. Her nectarian lips defeat the red lotus flowers. Her teeth are like rows of pearls. Her tongue is very beautiful. Decorated with a nectarian smile of pure love for Krishna, her beautiful face is as splendid as millions of moons. The beauty of her chin has defeated and bewildered the demigod Cupid. Decorated with a drop of musk, her chin appears like a golden lotus flower with a bumblebee. Bearing all the marks of wonderful beauty, her neck is adorned with a string of pearls. Her neck, back, and sides are enchantingly beautiful. Her beautiful breasts are like two splendid golden water pots, covered by a bodice and decorated with necklaces of pearls. Her beautiful enchanting arms are decorated with jeweled armlets. Her arms are also decorated with jeweled bracelets and other kind of jeweled ornaments. Her hands are like two red lotus flowers, illuminated by a series of moons that are her fingernails. Srimati Radharani's hands are decorated with many auspicious signs, such as the signs of the bumblebee, lotus, crescent moon, earring, parasol, sacrificial post, conch shell, tree, flower, chamra, and swastika. These auspicious marks are manifested in various ways on Srimati Radharani's hand. Her splendidly beautiful fingers are also decorated with jeweled rings. Charming, full of sweet nectar, and decorated with a deep navel, Srimati Radharani's beautiful waist enchants the three worlds. Her sloping hips lead to her charmingly beautiful slender waist, which is bound by a creeper of three beautiful folds of skin and decorated with a sash or tinkling bells. As exquisitely beautiful as plantain trees, her thighs enchant the mind of Cupid. Her knees are like two reservoirs filled with the nectar of various transcendental pastimes. Her beautiful lotus feet are decorated with jeweled ankle bells. Her toes with toe rings, as beautiful as the treasure of Varuna. The auspicious markings on Srimati Radharani's lotus feet include the signs of the conch shell, the moon, elephant, barley corn, a rod for controlling elephants, the chariot, flag, small drum, swastika, and the fish. Srimati Radharani is 15 years old and full of the lustre of youth. Her eternal age is said to be 14 years, 2 months, and 15 days old. Jasoda Devi, the queen of the cowherds, is more affectionate to Radharani than millions of mothers can be. Radharani's father is King Vrishabhanu, who is as splendid as the sun. Srimati Radharani's mother is Kirtida Devi, who is also known in this world as Ratnagarbha Devi. Radharani's elder brother is? Sridham. Yes, thank you. And her younger sister is? Ananga Manjari. Who is Radharani's mother-in-law? And who is her so-called husband? Who is Radharani's sister-in-law who is always anxious to find fault in Radharani? Kutila. Lalita, Vishakha, Suchitra, Champakalata, Rangadevi, Sudevi, Tungabhija, and Duleka are the 8 dearest friends of Srimati Radharani. These gopis are considered to be the leaders of all the others. And she has all kinds of various groups of devotees, different services. Some of them very talented musicians like Raso Lola Devi, and Gunatunga Devi. Who knows who those 2 gopis are in Gaulila? Raso Lola and Gunatunga. They're expert musicians. And they delight Krishna by singing Vishakha's musical compositions. They appeared in Gaulila as 2 famous musicians, the Ghosh brothers. They were very famous musicians. Radharani has many Surabhi cows. Anybody know the names of some of the important ones? Radharani Surabhi cows. Anjulali is there? Bahula, Yamuna, Sunada. She has that chubby calf whose name is Tungi, and Chakati is her old pet monkey, and Rangini is her pet doe, and Charu Chandrika is her pet Chakora bird. Tundikeri is the name of Radharani's pet swan, who is fond of swimming in Radhakund. Madhuri is Radharani's pet elephant. And Sukshmadi and Shubha are 2 pet parrots. These 2 parrots perfectly imitate Lalita Devi's playful jokes spoken to her master and mistress, Radha and Krishna. And by this wonderful repetition, the parrots astonish all the gopis. And she has many, many ornaments, and everything is personified, so they all have different names. Her earrings are named Rochana. Srimati Radharani's garments are named Meghambara. Megha means cloud. Her upper garment is red like ruby, and it is favorite of Krishna. And Radharani's lower garment is the color of a blue cloud, and it's her own favorite because it reminds her of Krishna. She sees her blue dress like cloud color. It reminds her of Krishna. But Krishna likes to see her in red, so she wears a red ornament. Her golden stick for applying mascara is named Narmada. Her jewel comb is named Swastika. In her garden, Her private flower garden is named Kandarpa Kahuli Ali. In Radharani's garden is a vine of golden jasmine flowers that is named Taditbali. Her private lake bears her own name, Radhakunda. And on the shore of that lake is a Kadamba tree that is the site of very confidential talk in her and Lord Krishna. Her favorite ragas are Malara and Dhanasri, the musicians. There are descriptions of the other gopis, their favorite ragas also, so anybody who's a musician can study that. Her favorite dances are Chalikya and Ruda Valiki. Srimati Radharani's glorious birth appeared on the eighth day of the bright moon in the month of Bhadra. Although generally not full on that day, the moon appeared full to celebrate the Radharani's appearance in this world. In this way, we have revealed a little about the countless associates of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna, the two monarchs of Sri Vrindavan. Shri Radhastami Mahotsabaki, Nitago Premanandi. Hare Krishna. Hare Radha. That was from the Radha Krishna Ganadesa Deepika of Rukavasha. Like Radharani's effulgence, as a person also I became Radhadhar Das in Golila. Krishna has his body is deep blue. Radharani's body is golden, yellow, bright golden. So if you mix yellow and blue, what color do you get? Green. So when Radha and Krishna are meeting, first their effulgences meet. There's a relationship with their effulgences. It's called Jyoti Vilash. The effulgences have a pastime. So they meet, and the yellow effulgence and the blue effulgence makes a green. They merge together. And the whole atmosphere, there's a green effulgence, Radha and Krishna created. An emerald green effulgence. This is the Jyoti Vilash, the meeting of the effulgences of Radha and Krishna. So everything is personified there, everything. Hare Krishna. Shri Prabhupada ki.